This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live.
That's right. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. 13-year-old young man in trouble with the law after kissing a 14-year-old young lady on the lips at school.
We don't know if it's on the lips, but we think it is.
Oh, you're right. Thank you. Could have been on the lips, could have been cheek, but either way, he kissed her. She didn't like it. She didn't want it. We don't know if she was the one who went to the administration or if it was just witnessed by someone, some bureaucrat at the school, but either way, the police were called in. And I'm actually, you know, I'm pretty amazed that we did actually manage to dig up a couple of folks in the last hour who thought calling the police was an appropriate response to an unwanted kiss in middle school. And I just can't even see under any circumstance how that could be an appropriate response. Maybe if he'd come up and headbutted her or something like that, you know, then you could possibly justify it.
But everybody's walking away, you know, largely the way they came physically to the experience, as we understand it.
Maybe with a little icky feeling on one party's part, but that's about it. And so shouldn't the punishment, if any, have been within the school? Maybe make him go and pick up some garbage or, you know, give him some sort of internal school punishment. I don't think you should just have to go sit in a study hall or whatever, or internal detention. I always like the ones where you'd have to go and do something, you know, something productive. Just sitting in a room staring at a wall I don't think is an appropriate punishment. But what do you think? You're welcome to share your thoughts here with us tonight. Mark, I know you had something to add to the discussion, but let's go first to Renee, listening in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Renee.
Hi, how are you guys tonight?
Hey, welcome. You're on the air. Good.
Thank you. I'm a police officer, have been for, 25 years now.
Well, that should be interesting.
Indiana law for battery, which is same as assault, you have to have touched someone in a rude, insolent, or angry manner. And unless that boy touched her in one of those ways here, we would have never been called. Or if we were called, he wouldn't have been charged.
And this is
also
rude.
If he was, but was he? Did he have the intent of being rude? He was probably had an.
It was on a dare.
Funny.
Well,
it was
a dare. Guess.
But didn't you think the rudeness was funny? No, he could have. But, I mean, you have to prove it in court that he did it rudely.
Okay.
Was the malice there to do something?
So you don't think this would have happened in Indy? You can't imagine. You would have laughed at an officer who leveled this charge, right?
No. I wouldn't have laughed. I'm saying the child.
In Indy. If one of your fellow officers charged a 13-year-old in this circumstance, you would laugh at that officer.
Yes, probably. We'd ask them why they would even waste their time. Okay. Let the school deal with it.
So
if you'd been called into this scene as an officer, you would have told the administrators, "Why'd you call me? I'm out of here. You know, you deal with this."
Well, I would do it diplomatically.
Sure, yeah.
And say, what do you want me to tell the child? I don't think charges would be warranted. Our prosecutor wouldn't prosecute it. So,
well, that's good.
If you want me to speak to the child, I'll do that. But I don't want the child to be afraid of the police at the same time. Don't use the police to scare people.
So important. Right? People think that, oh, yeah, let's just bring them in. We'll just give up our duties to discipline our own children. We'll just call the police. This is a terrible idea. It's not what they're for.
That's what I got it the other day. Hey, I'm going to call the police on you. And so I get there. It's nothing technically. And I asked the lady, I said, why did you call me? She said, well, I want you to scare him.
Oh, no.
I said, that's not my job.
Good for you. I'm really glad to hear your call tonight, Renee.
You asked if we had something else, and this is what it's kind of getting down to around with the children. I had a lady, it's been a few years now, and bless her heart, I can't hold it against her because of how the kids are ingrained with, you touch me, I'm going to call the police, you're going to be arrested for child abuse. And a lot of these people are believing it. And a lady actually brought her 8-year-old daughter to the police station. And she said, I need you to talk to her, I need you to arrest her, do something, because she's being disrespectful and out of control. 7 years old.
Ridiculous.
Man, I have a 7-year-old, and I can't even imagine that happening.
I was just in awe. So I talked to both of them, and then I said, can I talk to your little girl alone? And the mom said, sure. So I asked the little girl, you know, what's wrong, what's going on, and we got it settled, and I haven't heard from them since.
Renee, thanks for calling tonight. I
thanks
appreciate
for being everybody's surrogate mom over there in Indy, Renee.
Hey, I appreciate the story. I appreciate your experience. And thank you, Renee, for the call. Our toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. You hear story after story about this where parents will call the police, wanting the police to do their parenting for them. And then, unfortunately, in some circumstances, they don't end up with a sensible officer like Renee. Sometimes the cops will show up and then arrest their kids and then charge them with things the parents weren't expecting them to do.
Do you remember the story? And it's probably been a year and a half. Of a young man, he was older than, you know, 13 or what, I think he was 16, 17, 18, somewhere like that. He had a vehicle, and the father called the police because he was sort of being unruly in a park or something like that. The police ended up killing him.
Oh, my
now,
God.
They had he was in a vehicle, so they had sort of the justification in these sorts of things. But, you know, dad's probably thinking a little later, you know what,
whoops,
maybe I could have handled this differently.
I remember the one with the Florida case, young male, teenage, had the police called on him by his grandmother because he'd taken her car for a joyride. And they arrested him, charged him. He went into the juvenile justice, so-called justice system. And
he never came out, right?
And he never came out alive. He died. He was killed at the hands of his captors in this juvenile prison or camp or whatever it was that he was kept at. And I think it had something to do with ammonia or whatever. They did something awful to him and it's like suffocated him or
right.
whatever. But it was just absolutely horrifying. And, you know, the dude would have brought his grandma's car back.
Yep.
He went out for a joyride.
For every great 25-year veteran like Renee out there that understands how to handle these situations, there's some new guy who doesn't understand. He's just gotten out of school. And he's like, oh, looks like deadly force is useful, or whatever yeah. it is that he thinks. Oh, well, whatever they think, bad things can happen.
Jim is in Delaware listening to the radio. Hey, Jim, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, we were taught in school there's three kinds of motivation. Fear motivation, reward motivation, and self-motivation.
Yeah, that's
fear
right.
Fear motivation being the worst. You could traumatize a boy going through puberty to kisses a girl to thinking that he committed a crime. And the Dan's saying, the two women, Elaine and Renee are more correct. The guy, Dan, saying that you could turn him into a rapist if you don't bring in the police. I think the opposite would happen. You turn him into a rapist, bringing in the police, thinking he committed a crime.
One thing's for sure, you bring in the cops, you're going to encourage that
fear.
Child to hate the police and to fear the police,
right.
No doubt.
Right.
Jim, good call, man. Anything else?
All right.
Yep.
Thanks, fear
brother.
Motivation didn't work for me. Right? When
yep.
I was a child, I was experimenting with cross-dressing like 5-year-old boys do with my sister, right?
Nothing
sister's
wrong
clothes.
With that.
Right. So my dad got wind of it. I didn't even know. He went to her family physician. Family.
He had to hit the dump button. Sorry about that.
I really wish I knew what he was talking about.
He was going to say something about how there was a plan to scare the S out of him for doing cross-dressing, playing games with
at five.
Sister.
Yeah. Dress up.
Age five. And he was where he was going with that, I wish I could have found out. Maybe he still cross-dresses, and if he does, that's totally fine.
Yeah, I hesitate to even call cross-dressing, like 5-year-old behavior cross-dressing. That's not cross-dressing. That's dress up. Right?
But there are some parents who are very uncomfortable about that, right? Like
sure.
They don't
I can...
want their child, their son, to turn out to be gay, you know, because that can be a hard life or whatever.
Yeah, I think that you're probably going, you know, whatever reaction you have that is, you know, trying to bully the kid out of doing it is probably going to result in the opposite of what you're looking for.
Indeed. Violence does have unintended consequences. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us here on the radio. It's Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more. With crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you are invited here to join us toll-free at 855-453-855-450-3733. 855-450-3733, and you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com.
So for my family, we found a solution to Obamacare. It's called Liberty Health Share. It's not an insurance company. It's a health sharing organization. And they, you know, they do the same things that insurance companies, similar things that insurance companies do. They spread out the danger of you having some kind of problem amongst a bunch of people. They don't have the overhead that an insurance company does. You can choose your own doctor. That's important to me. And choose your own hospital. That's important to me, too. And I don't have to be forced into, in I believe in our state, like one insurance company is just sort of the one that you get to choose from. And pricing for us, it was about half. It was less than, a little more than half. A little more than half of what we were quoted as far as insurance goes. And it's really been a big savings. So libertyhealthshare.org. If this might be right for you and your family, and you got to check it out. So if you're having to pay your own insurance, this really is a great option. LibertyHealthShare.org, 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-58-LIBERTY, LibertyHealthShare.org.
Now, this may not be the first time Uber has ever had a city be welcoming towards them, but it is the first time I've ever seen a news story about it happening. Our hometown, Mark, where you and I were born, Sarasota, Florida. We're actually on the air there on WSRQ.
This is where the Free Talk Live started as a show.
That's right. Amazingly, has deregulated not just Uber and Lyft, these ride-sharing companies, but also the taxi cab business as well. I got to say, it's the first time I've heard of this.
I drove cab in Sarasota.
That's right. That's right. Were you a diplomat?
No.
Yellow cab.
Yellow cab.
You'll be hearing from the yellow cab in this particular story from the Sarasota Herald Tribune, because believe it or not, apparently the cab companies are angry, or at least some of them, are angry about being deregulated.
Well, when you have the monopoly on the regulation, that's what regulation is, right?
Well, it's not really a monopoly because there are multiple cab companies.
I guess it's it cartelizes things.
Right. I mean, this is just total institutionalization where the cab companies have been regulated for so long. They've been so used to being told what to do that they're angry that they don't have to deal with that anymore, because they know that it keeps competition out. They know that it keeps their position in the marketplace, that regulation is good for their business from their perspective, and they don't like the idea of being subject to competition. I want to get into the story. We're going to do that here, and, of course, we'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Also, people still want to talk about the kissing thing. Roger is in Georgia, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Roger.
Yeah. I said that that little young fella is supposed to get some punishment.
Roger, do me a favor. Back off your phone like an inch or so. You're a little loud.
Yeah. All right.
That's better.
Yeah, I think that young fella should get some punishment, because if he don't get no punishment for this right now to let him know he did something that is wrong, he's going to keep on doing it.
Nobody is saying that the 13-year-old who kissed a 14-year-old with an unwanted kiss at a school, nobody's saying he shouldn't be punished. I'm just saying that he shouldn't have the law called on him.
Oh, well, if it's my son and they call the law on him, you know, because I got two sons. And I tell them stories like that. If he does that and he get the law calling him, the only thing I'm asking the court, how long you guys going to keep him? And if they say 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 6 months, I'm going to let them keep him, because...
You must love your son.
Yeah, I love him very much. And they know I love him, but I don't go around no corners. I tell them exactly the straight thing.
One of Roger, thanks for your call, man. I got to let you go. I can't handle the phone. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here.
I kind of feel like, this young man was... As far as I'm concerned, he assaulted this girl. But I don't think... that when you're talking about a school setting, what I feel like administration did here was lay down on the job. Schools have been handling situations like this for as long as there have been schools and co-ed schools, right? And probably even before that. If the school can't handle it, I think that's an indictment on the school, not on the student.
Yeah. Absolutely. So here's a story from the Sarasota Herald Tribune at heraldtribune.com. Instead of regulating new age taxi by cell phone networks, Uber and Lyft, Sarasota City Commissioners decided this week to chuck any regulations whatsoever on all taxi operators. For dozens of drivers, that means no more background checks, no more hack license.
I had to get a background check in order to be able to drive cab.
What is a hack license?
A hack license is a driver's license. You get a license to drive.
And it's called a hack license.
Well, that's what a taxi cab driver is called, a hack.
And no more required $500,000 liability insurance coverage. Given the lack of much of the way of state regulations, rulings like this, or in the direction of a stronger regulation of the app taxis, is occurring at a rapid pace in municipalities around Florida. Sarasota's just surprised deregulation move is being applauded by some Uber fans and by some people making extra money by driving part-time for the company, but not by some taxi drivers and the businesses that employ them. John Nicholas, Yellow Cab's head of operations, said, quote, "Yellow Cab of Sarasota is deeply troubled by the recent turn of events and the deregulation." He says he's particularly concerned about City Hall's elimination of background checks and the end of any rules governing predatory pricing prior to known natural disasters, such as a hurricane or a tropical storm. Nicholas said, quote, "If any driver in Sarasota violates the public trust, it reflects badly on every cab company, including Uber." Now, you used to work for this guy, apparently, Mark. Do you remember him, or is it a new guy?
I don't know. I mean, when you're a taxi cab, I just called up and got a job, right? I was between radio gigs, and
Did they do a background check on you?
They did do a background check on
me.
You
were a felon.
Yes. I'm a convicted murderer, right. And they gave me a taxi cab license.
Presumably, they found that out.
I would assume, that's the next county over from where I was convicted. I was released by an order of the Florida Supreme Court, but it didn't erase the conviction because I wasn't willing to take it back and, just go through all the time and money and energy that it would take to take it back.
Trusting anybody who gets behind the wheel to treat customers safely and fairly is not a good idea, says Derek Torizo, owner and operator of his own Sarasota taxi cab, the Sunset Taxi. Torizo said he spent 5 years driving a cab for a living, and during the last 3 weeks, he's made his taxi available to Uber customers as well, just to bring in some extra fares. He says there are so many loopholes around Uber, it's ridiculous. I could have my friend driving on my app and him being a convicted felon. The only limitation is the phone.
Yeah, well, I can tell you that happened in Sarasota, Florida, and they knew it happened.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if there were a number of convicted felons that were driving cabs. I've known a few taxi cab drivers in my life.
What do we want convicted felons to do in our society?
Exactly. Right.
I mean, there's a lot
apparently
of convicted...
dig ditches.
There's a lot of convicted felons, and they, they get out of prison. Presumably, they're safe to release because they release them. What do you want to do with these people? Do you want all of them to just live on welfare? Is that your plan?
So you can share your thoughts here with us more on Uber and Lyft and all the taxi companies being deregulated. This is the direction I think we want to see things go on this program. So kudos to the Sarasota City Commissioners for getting something right.
No attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So I found out the other day that at GunsAD.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours. Don't be afraid. It's easy. Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com now.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. And you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Got some really surprising news from Sarasota, Florida, which is where, Mark, you and I happen to be from, that they've actually deregulated the taxi business. And the taxi guys are upset about it. Now, if they came in and decided to deregulate the radio industry, I'd be cheering. I think that would be a good thing for the business. It would be a good thing for the industry. It would be a good thing for consumers as well, meaning more choices and options. Now, of course, from a business perspective, more choices in the marketplace means you got to be on top of your game. That means you've got to be willing to compete. You've got to, you know, cut
frustrating.
The fat.
It's frustrating to have competition. You know, nobody particularly likes competition, but it's what makes a free market work best.
Oh, and thank goodness we have innovators and upstarts like Uber and Lyft and Purse. You can go to saveatpurse.com and you can save 20%. That's the average at Amazon. Average
this
in the United States.
This could be the most important message of the evening that you hear on Free Talk Live for your life.
So the catch is you got to have Bitcoin, which is, of course, a decentralized currency that is not issued by any government or bank. Bitcoin's amazing stuff. You can learn more about it at Bitcoin.com, and we'll tell you about how to get some a little bit later on. But once you've got Bitcoin, you can go to – well, you can go now even if you don't have Bitcoin. You can go to saveatpurse.com. Get signed up there. Learn about how it works. It's very simple, and it can save you big time. The most recent purchase I made at Amazon, 40% off. Now, I was willing to wait, and I did have to wait a few days, several days, for this order to get fulfilled. The lower the percentage, the more quickly it's going to get filled. 20%, you might only have to wait a few hours. So it's amazing. You can make this work for you on pretty much everything you buy through Amazon. Just start off at saveatpurse.com.
And you can buy just about everything you need to live life at Amazon. So this is
pretty
a huge deal.
We'll talk more about the what's going on with Uber and Lyft and the taxi cab companies. They've been deregulated in Sarasota, and they are upset. At least the taxi cab companies are upset about it. You can also share your thoughts. Maybe you're a cabbie. Maybe you drive for Uber, wherever you are. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Gene, the Christian anarchist, is on the line in Tennessee. Hello, Gene.
Well, hi there, guys. Ian, specifically, I'm calling kind of to talk to you because I think you've been too hard on Rand Paul. Now, I know that you have a couple of issues that you claim he's not good enough at.
There's several.
Okay, but who else has stood up and stood up against the NSA? Who else has introduced...
Edward Snowden.
Who else has introduced a bill to legalize hemp? Who else has stood up and made several other things? I can't recall.
Yeah, there's no doubt he's the best choice among the Republicans.
Trying to remove mandatory minimums, allowing convicted felons to sort of get on with their life better.
Yeah,
that's right.
There's no doubt. I mean, he's the best choice among the Republicans, but he's not a libertarian.
He's a liberty candidate. He is.
Not really.
He is. Yes, he is. He believes in liberty. Absolutely.
Why doesn't he call himself a libertarian?
See? Well, this is what it comes down to. He just doesn't do things my way.
Well, he's also not principled.
I want to know why doesn't he call himself a Christian anarchist. I'm not going to vote for him because he doesn't call himself a Christian anarchist.
Well, I didn't say I wasn't going to vote for him. I'm not going to vote for him because I'm a registered Democrat, first and foremost. But secondly, he's not a libertarian. He's not principled. He's not out there promoting the ideas of liberty.
He doesn't claim to be a libertarian, but he does promote the ideas of liberty.
No.
As defined by smaller government, getting them off your back, getting them out of the drug trade, getting them out of your phone records.
I don't think he said he wants to end the war on drugs.
Well, I think you better check the fine print, because I believe he does. He's a doctor, and he understands the difference between drug abuse and criminal activity. And drug abuse is not criminal activity. It is a sickness, just like alcohol abuse. So I think that you're going to find out that Dr. Rand Paul understands the difference. And so, maybe he isn't saying it the way you want him to say it, but there isn't anybody out there that's standing up for your liberty as much as any of those other candidates, including probably the Libertarian Party candidate. Certainly the Libertarian Party candidate is probably more on par with what you want to hear.
Right, and if I'm going to give my money and my time to a candidate, it's going to be somebody who is actually putting out the ideas of liberty in a principled manner so people can actually understand and absorb that principle, the principle being that one should not use aggressive force to achieve political or social goals. And Rand Paul does not put that message out there.
Well, I think he does. Now, you're going to say that he wants to use force against somebody. In what manner does he want to use force?
He's not advocating for true principled liberty. I mean, period. He's not talking about principle. Ron Paul did. His father is out there regularly talking about principle.
I think he does. Have you listened to any of his speeches lately? When I listen to him,
no, I really don't spend any time on that.
Well, obviously you don't, because he sounds exactly like his father, if you will listen to what he's been saying.
Well, apparently he's got a lot of us fooled, because there's a bunch of principled libertarians who want nothing to do with this guy.
Yeah, because they're not paying attention. And
I don't believe that at all. I think we're paying close enough attention to know that he has not necessarily even come out against all wars or anything like that.
Well, nobody can come out against all wars. I mean, I can't even come out against all wars. If somebody bombs my village, I'm going to attack those people, and that's a war. So you can't necessarily say you're against all war. But you can certainly be against any kind of aggressive war. And I don't see that where he's trying to be aggressive towards anyone. And I don't see where his philosophy is aggressive towards anyone.
He doesn't want to shut down the NSA.
Well, Gene, hold on.
He talked about changing the NSA into a Fifth Amendment or a Fourth Amendment study group.
Sure, that'll work.
Well, no, he was talking about shutting down that NSA building. That's not good enough for you?
I never heard that. All I saw was that he wanted to stop them from spying on Americans.
No, he wants to shut down the NSA building. That new building.
Well, it sounds like he said, she said. So, you know, you've got your opinion, and I got mine. I've seen plenty of evidence this man is not a principled libertarian. I'll go dig up some of it for you. I don't have it all at the top of my tongue.
So, Gene, I think to some extent this comes down to one of those situations of sort of what people's tolerance is for their principled beliefs. And I guess I want to ask you this question. I'm going to vote for Rand Paul in the Republican primary, and I'm there's not going to be a problem with me doing it. This is Ian, this is Mark. And what I'm going to say is, though, what about if Ted Cruz, who's, you know, next to Rand Paul, he's, you kind of, you know, stack him up and he's good on some issues and that kind of thing. What if he gets through? Are you going to go and give him a vote?
No, I'll probably vote Libertarian in that case.
Yeah, I probably would, too.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gene. I appreciate hearing from you.
I want to say one more thing, Ian.
Yeah.
I want to say one more thing. I've been calling you for 14 years. And I've seen you progress.
You've been on the air 14 years.
Well, whatever. I've been calling you since, what, 2004?
Many years.
2004, 2005, somewhere in there. I've seen you progress, Ian, through many stages of your life. And I hope I've helped you change your ways a little bit. But, and whether it is or not, I'm not going to, you know, that's not the point. The point is I've seen you change your positions over those years. And I think you're wrong on this position because you are too intolerant of people. And you're being intolerant of Rand Paul. And you need to...
Oh, I could tolerate Rand Paul. I could stand in the same room with him, no problem.
Okay, well...
Can I get him on the show then?
Because not interested in that.
Yeah, okay. Not interested,
I think you're aggressive towards Rand Paul. And you tell other people not to...
Aggressive?
Passive,
what are you talking
aggressive.
About? Passive, just because I get on the air
aggressive.
And I talk about how, whatever that means. Thanks for the call, Gene. I appreciate it. Look, I don't want to hurt Rand Paul. I don't want to see Rand Paul injured or anything like that. I don't wish anything bad to happen to Rand Paul. But don't try to tell me that this guy's a libertarian. He's not. He specifically will not even call himself a libertarian. Whereas his father certainly would. His father referenced voluntarism. His father talked about legalizing heroin on stage at a Republican convention. His father refused to endorse whoever the Republican nominee was going to be. Rand Paul is standing right behind whoever the Republican nominee is going to be. Look, those are just the things I can come up with off the top of my head. If you want, I'll go dig up some information on how Rand Paul's not a libertarian. There's plenty of it on the internet. And, you know, I'm not going to get behind a candidate who's not a principled pro-liberty person. I got limited time and effort, and it's going to go to a principled guy.
P150, P150GA, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-809-5580. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call in the next 10 minutes and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-809-5580. That's 1-800-809-5580. 1-800-809-5580.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
You can join us here on Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. You can do that toll-free at 855-453, 855-450-3733. With you in studio, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
Join us online over at freetalklive.com. And if you would like to counter Gene the Christian Anarchist call with some information about Rand Paul not being a libertarian, you're welcome to call in, since, you know, the Rand Paul fanatics seem to love to call and try to rake me over the coals because I won't get on board their bandwagon with this guy, because I am only willing to spend my time and money, and probably won't really spend much time anyway, whoever the libertarian candidate is. I might spend the time to go out in my front yard and put a sign in it. But, you know, to spend any money, which I did give Ron Paul some money during his 2008 and 2012 campaigns, to spend money on a candidate means I need to agree with pretty much everything that person says. I don't want to go out there and promote someone who's not promoting the principles of liberty. And Rand Paul is not doing those things. Here's a short piece from Policy Mike. This was published very recently at Mike.com.
Before you go on, I just want to make it clear that, you know, on Free Talk Live, the hosts have their opinions, and your opinion is different than mine on this one. I believe that politicians, that Rand Paul's probably a pretty principled libertarian. I believe Judge Napolitano, when he says that he is that Judge Napolitano is a hardcore libertarian, that Ron Paul is a hardcore libertarian, and that Rand Paul is every bit the libertarian that his father is. I believe Judge Napolitano.
So what you're saying is Rand Paul is a liar, then, because
he's watering down
the message and being dishonest with people in order to get votes. Is that what you're saying?
I believe that if you're going to run a campaign, that you need to speak politician.
And so that means lying, right?
And that Ron Paul didn't speak politician.
You mean lying? Is that what you mean by that?
What I'm saying is you have to massage the message.
So that's
that
a lie.
That has to appeal to the largest amount of people.
Gotcha.
Because the message isn't stated in the way that you like to hear it stated does not make it a lie.
That's basically being dishonest with people, Mark. If you think one way, but you're not honest about how you feel when someone asks you questions about what your beliefs are, that's a lie. 855-453, and I'm sorry, I'm not going to get behind somebody who's a known liar, if that's the truth. Maybe he's not a liar, maybe he's just an unprincipled guy, in which case I'm not getting behind him either. But we can go here to Mike, and I'll give you a little bit more about Rand Paul here in a moment. Mike, listening in Indianapolis, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I just sure. I'd like to make a quick comment on the about the student that the police got called on for kissing the girl in the mouth. That was so stupid to call the police like that. Here in Indianapolis, the juvenile court here, the judge over in the juvenile court here, she has ordered the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department, do not bring any child 12 years and under to that juvenile center for any reason, unless it's murder. If they've committed a crime, the prosecutor here, Marion County prosecutor, has every right to prosecute the child if they have evidence that there was a crime committed. But for someone like the incident of the kissing the girl in the school, they cannot waste the police time and they cannot waste the juvenile court system's time for bringing someone to a juvenile center because they kissed a kid or stole a piece of kid, whatever the case is. They can't do that here. They can't. The school has to deal with it, you know, unless it's a serious crime like murder or something like that. But petty stuff like that here, they can't do that. They have to notify the parent. The prosecutor can still prosecute if there was an actual crime committed. But just to call the police on a kid for something as petty as that, that the teacher could have dealt with, wasting taxpayers' money, sending the police there and going through all that. That's ludicrous, and that doesn't happen in Indianapolis. They can't do it.
Well, hopefully it won't start, because these more ridiculous stories like this young man getting in trouble for kissing, getting criminal charges for kissing a girl during the school, that we're seeing those stories from more and more places. So I'm glad you feel that it can't happen there. And there was a female cop who called from Indy in the first hour who said that she wouldn't have done anything if she'd been called in.
She'd have laughed at any of her coworkers that did, too.
I'm not saying that the kid isn't doing something wrong. What I mean is they cannot take the police here, Indianapolis Metropolitan Police, they cannot take the 12-year-old to the juvenile center and have him locked up over something as petty as that. What they have to do is contact the parents.
Yeah.
Turn the kid over to the parent.
I see what you're saying, and that seems like a more sensible situation. I'm just saying I hope it doesn't change for you there, because it seems to be getting worse in a lot of places. Thank you, Mike, for calling and sharing your thoughts here. I mean, who would have thought any of this could have happened a decade ago or two decades ago when we were in school? This never would have been an option.
It's hard to believe.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We'll come back to talking about taxis here in a little bit, but since Rand Paul was brought up, and, I don't keep a real catalog of what Rand Paul does and doesn't believe. I've seen the stories where I thought, gosh, that's not a libertarian position, but I don't really, file them away into memory, because ultimately I don't care about what Rand Paul does and says.
I asked Rand Paul at an event about, basically, I was trying to ask him a question to sort of appeal to you. Like, what is it? Why is it that hardcore libertarians aren't supporting your campaign when they did support your father's? And he said, I don't know. I don't know why they're not. I'm the best on foreign policy, and I'm the best on privacy, and I don't know why they're not.
Right, because he's not principled. He may be the best of all of the candidates. I've given him that, okay? But that's not good enough for these Rand Paulites who call into the show. They want me to be 100% on board with this guy, pimping him out left and right. I'm not going to do that because he's not promoting principles and liberty.
It's almost like they're intolerant and that they won't have room for another position.
I don't get it.
That you're intolerant and you don't have room for another position.
You're right. I am intolerant towards statism. That's correct.
I'll take the most pro-liberty guy in each party, right?
Let's talk to Travis in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Travis.
Yeah. I was just calling in to talk about Rand Paul. Would you lie in self-defense?
What do you mean?
Ian?
Let's say someone was going to hurt you and they were asking you a question, would you lie in self-defense?
Sure. I don't think it's wrong to tell a lie in a situation where you're being coerced. That makes sense. But Rand Paul isn't being coerced.
I would say he's being coerced as much as we are.
He chose to run for president.
Well, he's a citizen.
I agree. He chose to run for president.
Yeah.
I agree with you that he does not at all completely espouse to the world the same principles that me and you both have but I see it as, if you want to call it a lie, yes, it is being untruthful to water down your message to bring in more people, but
which doesn't work, by the way. I'd like to point out the Libertarian Party has tried this for the last two elections, and ultimately, okay, you could point out that Gary Johnson actually did pretty well in the most recent one, but it didn't work with Bob Barr at all. They tried to water down their message with Bob Barr and, you know, bring this former Republican in, and that didn't go anywhere.
You know what I want? I want the most pro-liberty Republican running against the most pro-liberty Democrat running against the most pro-liberty Libertarian.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what I'm looking for.
So go ahead and give him your vote. I'm not going to give him any damn money.
Well, you can't give him your vote because you're a registered
Democrat.
I'm going
to give him my money, and I'm probably going to end up voting for the lesser of two evils just in self-defense.
That's what happens every time.
So you won't even vote for the Libertarian in the general election?
It, again, it depends on the Libertarian that they choose, because it would be a vote in self-defense. Until we have a world where we can either not have electoral politics or have Liberty candidates actually in the elections, then I'm going to end up having to vote for the lesser of two candidates. And if I know somebody
wasted
who...
Wasted vote syndrome.
Yeah, you can have electoral politics and still not have the stupid voting system that they have in the United States. I mean, this... The United States Constitution is the oldest governing document in the world. That means that it's old, bad technology. Sorry to say that the making person just pick one candidate tends to make people pick these moderates. And, you know, a moderate pace towards statism, as far as I'm concerned. Having people be able to sort of number their candidates would be a huge step forward in bringing a better person into the office. But I understand why you picked the lesser of two evils. But I would like to point out, when you're in your state, your state likely the electoral votes in your state will not be decided by one vote. So therefore, you are free to give your vote to whichever candidate you want, because your vote won't matter. It will count, but it won't matter.
It'll only matter to you, in my opinion. I won't vote for somebody. If there's a principled person in the race, I'm not going to pick the lesser of two evils, because I'd rather feel good about who I voted for and vote for the principled person. So if the Libertarian Party puts forth somebody who's actually worth voting for this time around, then I'll absolutely vote for that person. And they won't win, but who cares? At least I walked away clean.
Yeah, I voted for Gary Johnson last time. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Thanks, Travis. Appreciate it. All right, we got time for you if you want to join us here. In fact, plenty of it on this live Saturday edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to comment on Rand Paul or deregulating the taxi business, anything goes here on Free Talk Live. Toll-free number, 855-450-3733, or Skype in at lrn.fm.
But also want to stay digital and decentralized on the Bitcoin blockchain. Anthem Vault, providing trusted, world-class vaulting, has your answer with Hayek Gold. Digital, spendable gold inspired by economist and free market philosopher F.A. Hayek. Each Hayek is worth 1 gram of gold and is available right now at AnthemVault.com. Sign up today at AnthemVault.com with promo code FREEDOM to earn 6 months of free storage and 5% off all margins for life. Hayek Gold at AnthemVault.com. Get yours today.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.